Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about life conversations.
This is Ade Anifowoshi. We are moving through the time of the year that inspires us to love, to give, to share, and be thankful. Sometimes, some of us may be feeling sad and lonely. Whatever it is you're feeling, I say, let it be. It is all part of the human experience. Embrace your humanity. The more you embrace your humanity, the more in touch you'll be with your divinity. So I want to encourage you today to say yes to life. Say yes to love. Say yes to you. You are so much more powerful than you can imagine. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "What lies behind you and what lies in front of you pales in comparison to what lies inside of you." Breathe it in. You are beautiful. You are loved. You are important and you make a difference. My prayer for you today is that your light shines so bright that you see yourself as a divine idea of God. I love you. Happy holy days. Peace and blessings.
This is Celeste Morgan wishing you happy holidays. There is so much for you to choose. Attend parties or lounge around in your pajamas to sing along with Christmas carols or scream out if I hear that song one more time. Whether you are seeing magic everywhere or walking with Scrooge into Christmas despair, never fear. Your spirit guides, angels, and loved ones on the other side are always near. And the best gift you can give anyone is the gift of you, my dear. So connect deeply with the moments and not just with your expectations. Be bold, creating new traditions where you refuse to hide. Smile like the Grinch or beam like a baby in a manger. Just be free. Your authenticity is the light we most desire to see. Here's to you giving and receiving the very best of what this season has to offer. Happy holidays.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
I never know. known, perfect as she stands alone. Solo back to entourage, one by one dominoes fall. Coffee black, extremely strong, wake me up at break of dawn. Epitome of flavor, some quenches until kingdom come. I can't take it much longer, so far gone that I wonder, is it real or fantasy? There goes Lala next to me. I confess that I'm falling, pushed in my chips, now I'm all in. As she smiled and walked away, she left a note in what it read was.
Lala, don't go.
Hey, watch how she moves.
All of her
love,
don't go.
Lala,
me.
Welcome to the Celestial Show, Celeste Morgan. We have a really special show tonight. And I just learned that I have an Earth Angel. Well, I knew that anyway. Happy Winter Solstice to Ron's Harris was the wood that I used tonight. I'm putting in the fire that is burning in my living room right now because I am feeling the energy of the heat of a fireplace, and I can see the fire dancing and doing its thing, and it's not in my imagination. It's really true, but here's the thing though, right? It's a heater. It's amazing how you can bring nature into your life and how people have a gift of restoration, which is what winter solstice night is about. Not only that, I have a magic phrase that I'm going to use with you tonight. It's LaDawn's love. Whenever I call out LaDawn's love, what that means is LaDawn, the angel, is going to come out and bring light into a situation in a certain kind of way. So not only will it mean that the light will come into the studio of Life Conversations Radio, the light will come into the airwaves because LaDawn's love is an powerful force that is going to be hitting 2015 in an 8 successful year. She's going to make inspiration necessary. She's going to make inspiration sexy. She's going to make inspiration so desirable that when you wake up in the morning and you're rushing to go to work and you're rushing to get the kids at school and everything else, I mean, everything that you're moving through right now in this holiday season, she is going to offer you some refreshing water through your text messages. Some of you have already been receiving LaDawn's love. And if you're interested in receiving it, I'll tell you more about that later at the end of the show. But that's my baby sister, and she has agreed to become an intern at Life Conversations Radio Network. I would like to invite Life Coach Adé to come out right now because we need to celebrate this moment because the universe has given us a gift of an intern. Life Coach Adé,
well, you do want to. We work here. We put people to work. We sound happy like we ain't doing nothing, but behind the scenes, we're doing some work. All right, now.
Life Coach today, were you a recipient of a LaDawn Valentine Christmas message today? You're not aware?
Not that I know. No.
Okay. LaDawn's love. Press 1, please.
Oh, LaDawn's love. Okay. All right, LaDawn's love. All right. LaDawn's love.
How are you?
Hello, family.
Welcome to Life Conversations Radio Network as our intern. And you had a message for a life coach today. And I also asked you to start us with the blessing. We're having a really free-flowing conversation. I want to let you know where you can find Terrance Harris. You can find him on TerranceHarris.com. I am multitasking at this moment, taking deep breaths and trying to make sure that I'm keeping up with the energy and the show. So, yes.
That's how you do it.
Oh, yes. Yes. Indeed. So, sister, I want you to hold that thought for a moment, okay? I want you to take a deep breath, but when I say LaDawn's love again, we know what's going on. We're going to have a free, flowy show today. I'm going to bring all my tools. And Lori, I did want to break out our story a little bit so that the audience, you know, they hear, oh, that's my baby sister, Lori. But they don't even understand the light that our story holds for reconciliation and families. Mm-hmm. So when I do that, then I'll ask you to join me again, okay?
Yes.
And I want you to pay really close attention because I want you to stay on the line, though, because I want you to meet a sister friend of ours, because this was the serious work that I did, sister, and I didn't share it with you. So I'm going to share it with you right now. Monique Ruffin is a phenomenal writer, activist, feminist, womanist, though, in terms of empowering women and empowering mothers. She took us on a journey of healing our father's stories so that I am in a place now that I'm in such a love story with my dad and able to find strong examples of father figures in my life because I know what to look for. And I have strong warrior brothers like Life Coach Today and men like Don Wolf, who were the first. Don Wolf was the first man that I really spoke my father's story to. And I was able to open up and speak to other people. And Monique Ruffin is a part of that father healing. So I wanted her to join me tonight on the winter solstice because the number 4 is running tonight, which is the emperor, which is the father figure in tarot. And I have some cute ways of that showing up on my fan-like page, on the Celestial Show fan-like page. You're invited to join this conversation. 347-426-3346. Don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. And I would like to welcome with a big round of applause my dearest sister friend, my hero, my guru, my letting it all hang out. And I'm going to go there because if she wrote it and she published it, I could say it on the air. Go ahead. This is Monique Ruffin. This is the woman who will remind you to take care of you. And I mean that in the most basic and most beautiful and minute ways. There are ways within your sacral chakra that have not been rocked in years. You can do it for yourself. She wrote about that. That's the woman on this line. Monique Ruffin, am I lying? Did you do that?
I think I did, if you say so. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for having me today, Celeste. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here on the solstice.
What would you like to bring to the fireplace, Monique? What story in 2014 most moved your heart? I wanted you here because I wanted to make sure that I energetically talked about the Father Project, so you can feel free to talk about that or anything on your heart I mean, I've got my cards. I could pull cards. This is our sister time. We can play. And I want your blessing before you go. That's all I need.
So, okay, absolutely. Wow. Oh, the story of this year. Gosh, you know, the story of this year for me has been really, continues to be about loving myself more, which gives me the permission to love others more and to be more and more myself and to embrace the parts of myself that I didn't even know existed. I mean, it just, I'm always shocked when I catch myself in a place that I didn't know I was even existing, and I go, what am I doing over there? And that has been what this year is about. It really has been about more and more integration, more and more acceptance. And that includes the Father work. The Father Project is very much a part of that process for me.
I love it. I love it. I had the pleasure of being on another show with you where you really talked about experiencing the season in a way that felt to me very winter solstice-y.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, how are you getting in touch with the elements?
So the thing about this season for me, which is unique, because I have having a voice inside of me for the last maybe 2 or 3 months that has been saying, slow down. Slow down. And it is a constant little voice in the back of my head and in my heart. Slow down. There's no place to get. There's no place to get. And that feeling, the sense of that, the meaning of that for me is brings me right to the present moment, because I have a tendency in my head, some of it is motherhood that always sort of has me rushing off to the next thing. Are we on time? Did we get this done? Did I do this? And when do you need to eat? And are those pants too small? And so that can be a part of my constant dialogue in my head. Did you take a bath? And as I'm doing that for him, I can also be doing that with myself. Did you pay this bill? Did you do this? Did you call the doctor? Did you do this? I mean, and so my heart has been going, slow down, and reminding me that I don't need to get anywhere. So I don't need to get to the doctor. I don't need to make dinner until I know I need to do it. It's just a very simplistic way of being. And today, I didn't plan anything for the solstice. I planned absolutely nothing. And then you called and said, will you do the show? And I was like, oh, I get to be in worship today. And then a girlfriend of mine called and said, Monique, would you bring a jar of almond milk to Agape for me and bring some for Reverend Michael, too? So I spent the morning at Agape. I had nothing planned. And my son insisted on seeing Reverend Michael. And because my son is 7, Reverend Michael listened to that. And we sat in Reverend Michael's office until Reverend Michael got free, and he came and hung out with my son, just the two of them, for a moment. But it has been the voice in me that has been saying, slow down. Don't make any plans or anything. Don't rush off to anywhere. And you'll know exactly what you need to do when it needs to be known. And look at how beautiful today has turned out. And now I'm here.
Oh, my goodness. What a powerful story. You know, you are so in alignment naturally with the energy that winter solstice is a part of you. You didn't have to plan winter solstice. You were in alignment with the energy. And so therefore, when you woke up today, the universe already had your day planned for you. And your son is 7, and we're in a 7-year, 7, which is ruled by Neptune, daddy of the sea. And I had a card called Fatherhood Healing that I posted in places to recognize that Neptune psychic fluid energy that is moving. And I recognize Neptune because I'm now living with my Piscean sister who's ruled by Neptune, and she's teaching me a lot about love and water. And we have the same father and different mothers, and we met at the age of 35. and she's my best friend and my twin.
Wow. Wow.
Yes, ma'am.
It's amazing.
And I think all that's happening because of the work, even, you know, when I got quiet, because I do have a tendency to submerge that I met in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
I have a baby sister, and I've been the baby sister all my life.
Ooh.
And I think my daddy is the gift that keeps on giving, and I'm able to say that even more freely because I did do my daddy work with a goddess named Monique Ruffin. And I wanted to say that and get you to talk about something that you're up to, because I heard that you're telling people to drink these nuts.
Okay, so let's explain.
Don't understand.
Drink these nuts.
You know, it's just a commercial because I hear one right now. I want to reenact Color Purple right now. This is me sneaking in a chakra color, by the way, guys, on the show. I'm bringing in the chakra colors right now. Yes. And my sister just came out. She just came out of her part of the studio into the studio to tell me that I am hilarious and that she is having a good time. Okay, thanks, Lori, for that. I love live interaction. So we're going to drink these nuts.
Yes, you have to drink these nuts. Okay, so drink these nuts is I was on a Rosso diet, and I health and food and all this sort of stuff is something that's so dear to me. Right now, as I'm doing this call with you, I'm in the parking lot for Cafe Gratitude. I was on a Rosso diet, and I couldn't really find really raw organic almond milk anywhere, and I decided that I would just figure out how to make it myself. And so I did some research and went to some local farmers for almonds and dates, because you can't really get raw almonds in the stores in the States. For some reason, they all have to be pasteurized because of, I don't know, but there is a health reason. So I went to a farmer and I started making this almond milk, and it's so good. I mean, literally, my friends are like, we can't get enough of it. And the name of what came to me as the name was Drink These Nuts. And I love to say it, and everybody loves to say it, and everybody giggles, and the milk is delicious. And I was reminded of it because my son's father, when we were married, when just randomly, like, because he was very much a Snoop Dogg fan and all that sort of stuff. So randomly, if we were doing anything around the house, like, I could hear him, like, I'd ask him something, and the answer would be, these nuts. And it drove me nuts when I was married to him. But here we are today, full circle. We are co-parenting, and we have our times that are filled with gifts, and we have our times that are filled with challenges. And we happen to be in a season of challenge right now. And I've been struggling with our relationship. And when I had the thought of him saying these nuts as I was drinking the almond milk, it was like a little kiss to me. It was like everything is okay. It will be sweet again. It will be funny again. It will be a gift again. Just stand in the love, and it will be. And the love for me is the laughter. So every time I say drink these nuts, I laugh. I think of him, and it just softens me. It softens me around our current challenge that we're having. And so, Drink These Nuts is the name of my almond milk brand.
Girl, let me tell you something. I was talking to baby sis, and I'm going to tell you, because you and I have very similar backgrounds, except it was with a sibling, what you experienced with your parents in terms of recovery and dealing with matters like that. And I'm really bringing that up because there is this energy that you bring around integration of health, mental health, mind, body, soul, spirit. There are some things that are coming up, Monique, in the world that I want to bring into winter solstice. And I know I want to get your voice on this, but In 2014, the issue of mental health in African American women really came to the forefront. And not just that, just the state of affairs for women in general, Monique. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. I could go through the list, and the news is already doing that, and that's not what this show is about. Mm-hmm. This show is about creating a world that we want to see. Okay, mm-hmm. We're moving into 2015. Yeah. It's an 8-year. We're in a 7-year right now, the last mm-hmm. bits of a 7-year for the Dagara tribe. This is the year of the stories of minerals, of stones, of mm-hmm. bones, mm-hmm. of getting to the root of the matter. And then mm-hmm. we're going to move into this energy of earth and grounding. And you do mm-hmm. yoga. And you mm-hmm. eat raw food, and you mm-hmm. see what's moving in our bodies, in the world, whatever culturally is moving right now. The thing on my radar, because I could go through a whole list of mm-hmm. things I'm not happy about. So mm-hmm. I'm going to offer to this fireplace, this campfire right now, this thing that's happening, and you offer something too. Okay, are you ready for this game? Everybody in the chat room, you get to play too. Everybody mm-hmm. on the phone lines, 347-426-3346, press 1 on your keypad if you'd like to play with Celeste and Monique the game of what do you want to see in the state of women in our mm-hmm. world right now. We can go through a whole list of things that we're not happy about. So mm-hmm. let's create an energetic vision board with our words right now. Are you mm-hmm. in, Monique?
I'm in. I'm totally in.
What I am so excited about right now, and y'all, I call this Monique, okay, boo? Okay. I was so upset when Queen Latifah's show got canceled, okay? And not that I even watched it really, because I wasn't, you know, I had to be careful with my Wi-Fi, so I was budgeting a lot. A day?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I didn't know if a day jumped in or not. But I was budgeting a lot, so I really couldn't stream. So mm-hmm. I really couldn't support her show like that. Mm-hmm. Okay. So when I finally get in a position that I could watch Queen Latifah on a daily basis, because I'm going to confess the truth, this isn't what I want, but it's true, I was spending some time in Wendy Williams land. I'm not mm-hmm. anymore, because
mm-hmm.
I want something different in my life.
Yeah.
So with that said, where I've been following Queen Latifah, when I heard her show got canceled, I went over to her wall. I found the clip of, you know, when you're good to mama, mama's good to you. And I said, I just said, you know what, don't you worry. Mama's going to be just fine. And then B. Scott, who releases a lot of information that can be kind of shady, but then like great entertainment information, B. Scott said, hey, HBO biopic with Queen Latifah playing Bessie Smith. So I called that joint because her next activity is going to be a wild woman blues singing Bessie Smith. Now, the question on the table for me is, are y'all mm-hmm. going to tell the truth about how Bessie Smith experienced her life sexually? So I'm throwing wild woman energy into the fire, mm-hmm. and I'm asking mm-hmm. Baba Yaga to come and join us, and where there may be places where we may be repressing ourselves, we're going to mm-hmm. be wide open. Mm. Over to you, Monique. What do you want to say?
Wow. Okay. Okay, so I am throwing in, so can I jump in on your wild woman one, just so that I, because I'm claiming some of that for me, so I love that throwing wild woman
baby,
in.
Baby, come on, come on.
Girl, and not that I'm not wild, but I'm happy to be a little wilder. So, yes. So wild woman for sure. And then also, just for me, women who are, what I'm hearing is loud, like wild woman and loud woman, like really living inside of our voices and our desires and having the courage to speak up and be in our truth in a way that, that rattles the current way of being, in a way that, that sort of stands up like warriors and says, I will take no more of the smallness. I will not sit down any longer and watch things occur on my time that do not serve the well-being of all of mankind. I feel like when women really come out of ourselves and stand up for whatever it is that we desire in a way, it's so unique because we have this ability to not only take care of ourselves, but take care of everyone else in the process. When we do that, when we stand for that, it just makes the world so much more of a safer place. And so as I'm beginning to witness this, the hyper-masculine energy begin to sort of fight for its life as it's dissipating, I just am so encouraged and throwing into fire just this really empowered, wild, loud, sensual mother, sister, friend energy that is here not only for women, but for men too, in unionship for the good of all of mankind.
Nobody does it better. Makes me feel sad for the rest. Nobody does it half as good as you. Baby, you're the best.
You are
this girl got me singing Carly Simon. Girl, work. Thank you, Monique. Go off. Drink these nuts. I want to let you know that I was talking to my sister. I can remember
drink
my stories.
These nuts.
So much I can say. They can stay there for a second because you're a witness, and I want Monique to help me with something. So I'm putting this in the
fire.
Stop
interrupting
me.
I'm drinking these nuts.
Wow, that really sounds interesting. I love how free you are with your masculinity. You are so clear about who you are.
You need to be free with your masculinity to drink almond milk. I mean,
Drink milk. Oh, okay. We're talking about,
We are talking about almond milk.
Everybody, we're talking about almond milk. So look, Monique, if people want to find out about your almond milk, how would they get to it? And I still have something else, so they do not go anywhere because you're a witness.
You can find me on Twitter at Drink These Nuts. My handle is Drink These Nuts at Drink These Nuts. And then on Instagram, Drink These Nuts. And I'm not working right now, but I'm generally on Facebook at Drink These Nuts. But I've slowed down and I've closed my Facebook community because I kind of live on Facebook and I just needed my energy back for right now. So I'll be back in a week or so.
Okay, but if we want to engage with you, we will do it at Drink These Nuts on Facebook.
Facebook and Twitter and Instagram.
Well, see, that's hot because you are creating a channel of engagement that is full of fire. So we're putting that in, too, for increasing Drink These Nuts. And I want to also offer you an opportunity to share your gifts throughout 2015 towards yoga, grounding. Mm-hmm. What's really funny about you, Monique, is I didn't plan it this way for you to be first. I was going to have my baby sister come in with prayer first, but I realized, yes, I needed the virgin to come. Silent night, holy night. Round yon virgin. And what I mean by that is she's a beautiful Virgo earth energy. And we are moving into an earth year for the Gaia cosmology around elements. The show is called Elementally Yours. That is what this winter solstice is about. And throughout the year, I'd like to ask for you to come back to the Celestial Show and offer tips of goddess, divine, feminine energy around food, because I am working actively on releasing a habit of smoking tobacco, cigarettes. I decided every time I wanted a cigarette that I was going to eat a piece of fruit. That doesn't go. And not only that, but also chill on the drinking. I've been enjoying,
I've been enjoying, I've been indulging, and I just want to chill, which is a completely different energy in the holidays, because most people are like, turn down for what? And I'm turning down for sanity, you know? So I invite you that, you know, I will be chilling out on Drink These Nuts, and I have been doing that and eating fruit. And when I slip up, I just, you know, let it go, and the next one, it's great, you know, until it's just not like that anymore. So I just wanted to share that, vulnerably share that that is something that I'm actively working on, and sobriety.
Well, I am with you, and I support you in any way that I can, and of course I will come back and talk about, because it is, like, food and health is such a, it really is a daily journey for me personally, because we cannot ever stop eating. Like, you can stop smoking and you won't, it's okay, but we have to always be in relationship with our food. So it is something that we constantly have to cultivate in a way that brings health and joy to ourselves. And I'm with you. I smoked for many years, and I was able to stop when I stopped resisting it. Honestly, when I stopped resisting it, I was able to stop. So you'll find your way, and I will support you however I can.
Darling, I appreciate you so much. And I thank you. Wait a minute. Hold up, honey.
Okay.
I'm getting something here. Oh, wow. Monique,
what?
Audience,
yes.
Family, okay. Thank you, Life Coach Today. I would have missed this. Life Coach Today, why don't you come and join us, because I'm a little overwhelmed. Can you come in and read what you just shared with me?
I can come in, but I'm sure you can handle it. I'm loving sitting back and listening to the sisters talk, because we need more of this. You know I don't have patience for people saying, well, women don't get along, and black women this, and white women, I ain't got time for it. So y'all feeding my soul. You are feeding my soul, because I know that that's an illusion. And just hearing the stories, we need more of this. So anyway, I just send you information about Flo. You can read it. Florence Griffin, Griffith Joyner, who was born this day, December 21st, 1959. Mm-hmm. You can take it from there.
All right. I sure will. And this is just so phenomenal. Numerologically, it's phenomenal as well. It's very, very similar to my mother's transition date. So here we go. Remembering track and field athlete Florence Dolores Griffith Joyner. She was born on December 21st, 1959. She transitioned on September 21st, 1998, also known as Flo Jo, who is considered the fastest woman of all time, based on the fact that the world records she set in 1988 for both the 100 meters and 200 meters still stand and have yet to be seriously challenged. She died in her sleep as a result of an epileptic seizure in 1998 at the age of 38.
Wow.
And today would have been her birthday, so she's a winter solstice baby.
Wow.
And September 21st, doesn't that make her a Virgo?
It might make her a
Virgo. I mean, the day that she transitioned, I mean. She's actually a Sagittarius.
Yes, exactly. She actually is a Sag. Wow.
And so isn't that amazing? So we can actually incorporate the season that she was born in and winter solstice from a standpoint of it being the time of Sagittarius. How do you say that word? I've been
Sagittarius.
Sagittarius.
Yeah.
I keep hesitating it because it's so much fun on my tongue. And I mean that. That I'm like, you're really not supposed to say it like that, Sagittarius. I mean, really, you know, I mean, that's literally from a movie. I'm not going to lie. Sure. I do believe that I was Sweet Charity, fickle finger of fate. Words are fun to say from a movie. I got that from watching old movies as a kid. So Sagittarius is a fun word to say, so I need to confidently enjoy that word. It's the ninth house. You've been talking about the end of a cycle and things needing to slow down. That is the number nine, which also is rocked by the energy of Mars. The number nine is ruled by Mars, and Mars rules Aries.
Yes.
But Sagittarius is ruled by Jupiter. Expansion.
Yeah.
All of that philosophy, religion, studying, tapping into our stories. So you're so in alignment, darling, and I thank you for joining me tonight. I've kept you much longer than I expected to.
Well, I appreciate you, and it's all good, and I'm just so happy that you invited me to be here on the solstice, because it's just, it's perfectly divine, perfectly in aligned with what my day said to do, was just to relax and let it all happen. So now I'm about to run into Cafe Gratitude and get me some sugar-free, gluten-free dessert, because I need something sweet to go with these nuts, this nut milk.
Girl, all right now.
Okay.
I can't wait to drink those nuts to myself.
I love it. And they will really make your tongue feel good. Okay, on that note, I love all of you all.
Oh, fire.
Bye.
Thank you for that coming out. Life coach today, please. My time. We need to take a break, don't you think?
Yeah, let's do a quick break, and then we're going to have the love of the LaDonna one.
Mm-hmm. We got LaDonna's love coming next after the break. You're listening to The Celestial Show. Call in number 347-426-3346, the wildest show I've ever done, I have to say. We'll be right back right after these brief messages.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
I'm Celeste Morgan, host of The Celestial Show, and I want to invite each and every one of you to join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern to receive divine messages through tarot, numbers, and my intuition. Break out to the other side with laughter and information you can use to get the life you truly want to live. Remember, that's every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'll see you there.
This is Life Coach Ade, host of the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on Life Conversations Radio. Well, you know, no matter how much you grow in consciousness, no matter how much you know, you are going to interact with other people. So what's the point of being spiritual and being enlightened without learning to get along with others? Well, that's what the show is about. On the show, I share tools and techniques and just inspire you to celebrate your relationships, to celebrate who you are, because together we make a difference. You know, we need each other. And when we unite together, we can make magic happen. We can shift our perception and create miracles in our lives. Join me every Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the Yes, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Life Conversations Radio.
Are you ready to come out to play? To passionately love and appreciate who you are? Join me, Mbasa Sofira, on the playground of life, the play experience, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, where we always serve a raw, delicious smorgasbord of healing the mind, the heart, and the soul into this spectacular circle of life. Are you ready? See you on the playground. Be there or be square. The Play Experience, 7 p.m. each Thursday, here on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. We are having a special episode of the Celestial Show. The number 4 is running tonight on this winter solstice night. It is the longest night of the year. And this is really a show that is in playing out on two different platforms. And I'm about to let a dancing queen know something. The energy of the day is her birth card energy. 13 death and 4 emperor. And what really makes me nervous about people who have 13 death and 4 emperor is that they see that death card and they don't see the bad assness of it, that they don't see the power and the phenomenal gift of shifting and changing and transforming over and over again, because that is the energy. Yes, because that is the energy that makes you the emperor of your life, an authority figure. I say take that powerful energy, because my baby sister is a Pisces, and she's showing me how to use her power, how to use that water energy and this fire that she has with it. Don't ever underestimate the sign of Pisces. This energy of this 7 Neptune, they are ruled by that energy. They live and walk and breathe it every day. We've just been walking it for a year, and look at all the things that have been unfolding that we've been finding out about. All of these deep, dark secrets at the bottom of the ocean has been bubbling up out of nowhere. And man, you better believe that's Neptune. You know, 7 is the holiest number in numerology, the number 7. It is the light. And we are celebrating the light tonight. We're celebrating the death and return of the sun. And that's what makes 13 death and 4 emperor such a powerful dance today, of all days of the winter solstice. And then we get to move from the energy of Sagittarius to Capricorn, a new moon in Capricorn coming up tomorrow. So right now is a sacred time. It's the longest night. We want to plant our seeds in the deepest, darkest part of the earth, and we want to impregnate, plant seeds in the soil of our biggest dreams, our wildest desires during this Capricorn time. I know Capricorn is Saturn and Saturn is discipline, but I also know that my greatest source of healing, which is Father's healing, comes from a man that is a Capricorn. And when he transitioned during the Lion's Gate on August 8th, 2013, which is a date of reconciliation and peace and love and power, he left this earth as an emperor. So I'm going to invite my baby sister to come on now as I am talking about our dad, Doug Smith, who's been on this show before. Hi, sister. How are you?
Hello, beautiful. I'm doing wonderful. So, sis, I really appreciate your show tonight, and as we celebrate winter solstice, I just want to say that this past year has been a year that I didn't realize that I was walking in unforgiveness, but I was, and it was so beautiful to see myself coming out of that and just being able to walk in love and truly forgiven. Because when you're walking in unforgiveness, it's so hard to move on in the future. And I'm just grateful for our sister Monique, because as she worked on Daddy's project, it was just amazing just hearing you come up with ancestors that we didn't even know that we had. You know, that was just amazing for me. Just the, I feel the ancestors and I see them using you and speaking through you, but just to know that they're really there and they're always around us and always with us, and the angels of love is always, always present. You know, just knowing that is just a beautiful thing. So my blessing to you is just to continue to let God use you in the way that he is, so that you can bless even more people. Because just realizing the gift that you have and having people that love you enough that believe in you no matter what the situation is amazing. So keep on letting the Spirit use you. Keep on being obedient to the Spirit. I see you working all the time, but baby, I love you, and it's a beautiful thing because you're not working for yourself, and you enjoy what you're doing. So, yes, I did want to give you a blessing of prayer because I see what you're doing, and I think it's a beautiful thing, and you're going to always be blessed behind it. So as we talk about Daddy and the unforgiveness and that I was feeling, I'm grateful that you're here with me, because it's things that I'm learning about myself that God is setting me free of, and I'm being able to love myself truly the way that I'm supposed to. And I'm learning that through a beautiful role model that shares the same blood that I share, that I'm not scared to say anything to, because you don't judge people. So, baby, keep doing what you're doing. I love you so much. Okay. Ooh, thank you.
I love you too, baby.
Give me a minute. Let me breathe so I can. Okay, let's breathe, as Big Brother say.
Do you need him?
I know he's here. I can feel him. Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, we come to you right now, Father, just to say thank you. Thank you for everything that you've already done. Thank you for everything that you're going to do. Father God, thank you. Thank you for everything that's already done. Father God, we thank you for the ancestors that you let us feel every day. Thank you for allowing my sister, Father, to use her gifts and be confident in what she's doing. Lord God, thank you for the role model that I see in her. I know that I can do all things through you, Father. Lord God, because I see my sister doing it. Thank you, Father God, for the people like Brother Ade, Lord God, the life coach, Father, that came into our life, Father God, for a reason, Father God, not just for a season. Lord God, I thank you for him, Father, that he see the beauty in people, Lord God, the gifts in people, and bring them out. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing through Life Conversations right now. Lord God, thank you for the people that my sister is going to bless. Thank you for the people that Life Conversations bless. Father God, thank you for the people that is there working, Father God, hard to be a blessing to us, Lord God, and all of the people that's coming, Father God. We thank you for them in Jesus' name. Thank you for the many things that you want to do in 2015. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for allowing us all to use our gifts in the way, Lord God, and activate us, Father God, to use the key that you've put inside of each one of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you, sister.
I love you, too. Thank you so much, Lori. If somebody would like to get an inspiring word from you, where would they go, sister?
Thank you. You can send me an email to ladonslove@gmail.com.
That's ladonslove@gmail.com. And we certainly got a big dose of that tonight. I love you so much, darling. Spell that for us, sister. Spell Ladon's love for us so we can make sure we can get those emails in.
It is L-A-D-A-W-N-S-L-O-V-E. @gmail.com. And remember to always walk in love, because you never know, you might be entertaining an angel.
Now, wasn't that a perfect segue? I love you, my darling.
I love you, sis.
Yay! Let's do an applause for the newest intern to Life Conversations Radio, our prayer warrior sister, baby sis, Life Coach today. Come on in here with those big old applause. Yes. Love is the strongest force in the universe. Who's to say how we build a family? Let's shake that up and put that in the fire, because we are two women who met 1006. Can you dig it? Two different mamas, same daddy. You know what that story usually looks like. And you're not the baby's daddy. Well, not on my watch. We are all in love right now. Okay, you're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I'm going to say the numbers real quick, though. We really don't have time, but we've got time for Miss Gabby. And we're going to go to her next. 347-426-3346 is the call-in number. Press 1 on your keypad if you'd like to play. We are extending the show for a little bit tonight, so who knows what God's going to do in bend with time. So I'm taking a deep breath, and my sister left us with the conversation about the angels. I'm going to use that for Gabby right now. Gabby, welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, darling. How are you doing? Hi. How may I be of assistance? Hi.
Oh, you've already served me so well. I'm already so feeling a lot better, feeling a lot lighter than I was before.
Well, then tell me how that happened. Walk me through it so that I know what I did so I can do it again for somebody else.
I would like a little bit of guidance about something specific, mm-hmm. but you know, just hearing your sister's prayer, that mm-hmm. that was really, I just don't get to hear prayers like that ever, mm-hmm. and it was just really powerful. It came through very loud, and it was really helpful, and it was just like nothing else, you know, like that nothing else existed except for that prayer, you know, and even though I'm hurting and feeling so, you know, many things like grabbing fooled and someone has hurt me, and I let them in when I don't let anyone in, and he, you know, I mean, I just, you know, feel like I've been, like, you know, hoodwinked. It's just something I don't let happen. And then it happened. And it seems like every single time I do let somebody come in, that's exactly what happened. And,
wow.
Just wanted to stop. And I'm ready to just, I don't think I can ever, right? Like, I'm. It's like, how am I supposed to ever open up again? I don't know.
Baby girl, I'm going to tell you something right now. And I'm loving the energy of this. I'm going to tag team with you, okay? Okay. I'm going to tag team because your question, darling, is what brought me to Life Conversations Radio. So you, through your vulnerability and sharing from such a naked, beautiful place, are offering us an example of what breaking open to love looks like. And I learned my steps of moving through it, through listening to this show, coming to this well, this sacred well, these refreshing waters. You are welcome in this place. And everyone in the sound of my voice who hears your tears, who hears your pain, are going to hold your hand energetically. I know that there are Reiki people who are listening that I can't see right now. I invite you to shoot her with the rainbow of chakra colors to balance her energy, to let her know and to let her stand right now. And the color is red for the root chakra, for the grounding, for the tree, for the energy that says that Gabby, no matter what she's going through right now, is going to be as strong as a young willow tree that can bend and flow through life's mysteries. So you just hold on. You hold on to your roots. Your roots cannot break unless it doesn't have water. Your tears are moisturizing the soil of your heart for your greater yet to be, to come out and be birthed in 2015. That is the prophecy that I'm speaking on everybody's life who's hearing the sound of my voice right now, but especially to you, Gabby, because you came boldly to the throne and said, I hurt. On that note, I'm going to my Black Angel cards. These cards are for soul revival. Pulling one. I'm so grateful I took a picture of these cards because I did a nine-soul spread for myself in preparation for winter solstice, and I thought that I was going to share it with everybody, and then I got a intuitive nod, no, that was my message, my ancestral message. So I am giving everybody their ancestral message right now through Gabby. But in order to do that, Lori's love, LaDawn's love, I need a little assistance, and I need my angel to come forth right now. Yes, I hear her running, coming to me. Darling, I separated the cards. Can you grab that out the basket, and can you pull the basket closer? The color purple's been coming through strong. I'm glad I said it on the show, and I want to make sure... I remember to remind us that we're all queens and we're all royalty. I'm going to the Black Angel cards right now for you, Gabby. This is your message. You are, your energy, my energy, and everybody's energy. I'm asking the Black Angel cards for an ancestral message. One card draw of the energy that we want to take into the fire, that we want to expand upon. Focused on your energetic energy of feeling hurt. And then we'll go to Life Coach today when I fill the card. You got the Dancer. The Dancer is the fifth card in the Black Angel cards. I know this card by heart. This card is about aliveness, activity. It's about dancing to the rhythm and the passion of your life, to continue the flow of what makes Gabby feel strong and beautiful and powerful, no matter what experience you've had with this young man. It's important that you don't let him stop the dance that is begging for you to do to express yourself. So let me ask you something, Gabby. When is the last time you have danced full body rhythm? And we're going to end with Rhythm Daughter tonight, Julie Dexter, in celebration of the dancers in the house. Go ahead, Gabby.
Let's see. It was probably in her last Kundalini yoga class, but probably months ago. So it's been a long time. And I'm a dancer, but I've been so scared of something. I don't know. I've just been scared of life, and I've not, you know, so you get paralyzed, you know, by fear, and you don't dance.
Mm. Well, then let me stop you right there, because I'm going to invite the Mad Hatter who taught me how to dance and helped me get my groove back in my life. Life Coach Today, welcome to the Winter Solstice Party. And yes. I am going to defer to you right now, sir. Thank you very much. Gabby, I love you. You're in good hands.
I love you.
Yes, Gabby. Right now, I want you to just breathe in and breathe out. Just really get in touch with your breath and breathe in and breathe out. And just relax into this moment. Understand that even in this moment, you are being healed. Even the pain, the hurt you feel is an answered prayer. Doesn't feel like it, but if you get still enough, you will catch the message. So here's what I want to ask you. Earlier you said something about, you know, every time you open up, something like this happens, right?
Yes.
And I'm guessing that when something like this happens, well, I won't even guess. When something like this happens, what do you normally do after something like this happens?
I get bitter. I isolate. I get angry.
Okay. And then you do your work and then you open up again, right?
Yes.
And then something like this happens again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Exactly. So here's how you learn that life is for you, not against you. See, life is not against us. We go through experiences that sometimes we feel like, really, is it just me? We feel like we're just isolated. The life is picking us out and saying, oh, I'm just going to step on you like humans step on ants and roaches. But the truth is, life is for you. Now, you talked about being a dancer. So let's pull the card, a dancer. Not dancing. It's almost like your soul is saying, let me out. You know what happens when you dance.
Mm-hmm.
It's you're being invited to allow life in. So here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want you to think about.
Okay.
What you're feeling right now is what's calling to be healed. And life as you is supporting you in the healing. So it's okay to get bitter. It's okay to get angry. It's okay to say, I'm never going to forgive that, blah, 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 whatever you want to say. I will also encourage you, invite you, and suggest that you get beyond that. See, when we say we want to be more loving, something happens. If we want to be more unconditionally loving, we experience something that challenges us to be what we say we want to be. You want to open up because you want to be more of yourself. So the real thing is, can you open up and you allow more of yourself out and not feel threatened by others? Because every time you shut down when something like this happens, next time you open up, chances are you repeat the same lesson. So right now, I want you to just hold yourself energetically, visualize yourself holding yourself in such a compassionate way. In such a compassionate way. I encourage you, don't make up stories about Christmas is supposed to be good and feeling good. Now, don't worry about all of that. All that matters is who you are right now. When the pain becomes too much, breathe into it. Breathe in and out into the pain. And it is also important, I would strongly recommend that you do a journaling tonight. Write your feelings out. Just write what you feel. Write the pain. Even if you say, I'm so mad at myself, I'm so stupid, I should never have done that, write it all out. Okay?
Okay.
And then release it. Burn it, flush it, rip it up, whatever you want
to
do, get rid of it.
I like to freeze it. I like to freeze the freezer.
Okay, I like that. But here's what I want. I'm going to challenge you a little bit. Don't freeze it this time. Burn it.
Burn it, okay.
Just try this.
Okay.
Because if you freeze it, think about it. You keep things in place when you freeze it, and eventually it's going to thaw out.
When it was coming out of my mouth, just as I was saying it, I was like, freeze it. I learned that from another spiritual teacher to freeze
things, like bad, you know, like to write things down that bother you and then to put them in the freezer. And then, but I guess I've never said it out loud before. And then just as I was speaking it, I thought, that actually doesn't sound that good, you know. That's not like destroying it, that's not getting rid of it, that's freezing it, you know. Someone froze your account, you know. You
that's
can still
right.
have your, you know, can still come back. So, it's trust. It's
Yes.
I have undying love, like, love never leaves me. I'm never without this total, like, full, like, love for everyone, no matter what. Like, this unconditional love for everyone, everything and everything they do. And, like, I'm not angry with myself. And then I feel like I can't trust people, that I have to protect myself because I'm the only one that has my back, you know, that I have to do something and that I'm stupid, you know, that I've been somehow, it happened again.
But did I hear you say you have undying love for others, right? Okay, but do you have that undying love for you?
I get really upset with myself. I don't really think about it with me.
But so you don't have the love for yourself. So if you don't have the love for yourself, how can you expect to have loving experiences?
I don't know. See? That makes no sense.
Right. It makes no sense, but on some level it does. But here's the thing. So now, and the freezing experience could have worked for some people, but right now I am challenging you to now go beyond freezing and preserving the bad experiences, because it's going to thaw out eventually. Then you've got to relive it. I'm challenging you tonight, transform it with fire. Change the energy. And all the energy that you're giving out in the form of love, I want you to drown yourself with love, that when people offer you food, you say, I'm full. What you full of? Love. Give yourself that love. Give yourself that love. So maybe some of the experiences that you're going through is reminding you that true love is self-love.
Yeah.
True love is self-love. And while you're loving yourself, it doesn't mean you won't be hurt, but you just have enough, you have more resources, you have an inner groundedness to move through it. And that doesn't mean you won't break down, but the invitation, I've heard you once say, well, you know, I don't have time, something that, you know, you should love yourself more, but you haven't had time or make time. The lesson here is for you to make time for you, because you deserve to be loved, and nobody needs to be convinced of what is good, what is bad. Nobody needs to be convinced about your love. When you are full of yourself, when you're full of love, you can give from the overflow. So the blessing in this experience that you're growing through, and don't rush through it, is to love yourself through this pain and see what's on the other side.
Yeah.
All right.
I accept the challenge.
And so it is. Don't freeze. Set it on fire. Burn that shit up. I do not want to experience it anymore. I give thanks for what I learned. I release this with gratitude. I open up to new experiences as I continue to love myself. All right?
Absolutely. I'll set it ablaze. I'll say thank you and goodbye. You know?
Yes. You're very welcome. And, you know, this is solstice. You get to shine the light within yourself. You get to be the light. So everything you have wanted, expected from this gentleman, I want you to give it to yourself. If you wanted him to be more understanding, I want you to be more understanding with yourself. If you wanted him to be more loving, I want you to be more loving to yourself. If you want him to be more compassionate, you see where I'm going here? Everything you wanted from him that you feel you didn't get or he took from you, I want you to give it to yourself. And if you say, go ahead, say that again.
Because it's there. Because it's there.
Is.
It's available.
It is. This is spiritual healing 909. This is not 101. You don't need to be, you don't need babysitting or kindergarten version. You need the real work. You can't do this. You can't help other, well, you can. It's much more effective and powerful when you do your work and give yourself the love that you need so that when you show up with your client, it's less about what you say or what you do. It's more about the energy that you express it. So this is all part of the work. Embrace it. Love you compassionately and all is well.
Absolutely.
Oh, Gabby, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling like I'm just so, I'm very lucky. I don't know. You are, this is a beacon of light. All of this is beautiful. And I will be listening to this. They're archived, right?
Yes, they're, absolutely.
Yes.
So, and it is the last live show of the year, but and this is the rawest, but there are so many amazing, beautiful moments on all the shows on Life Conversations. So while we're getting, you know, because after this, I'm really going to go into winter solstice and tap in with my family and the story time. So you make sure you take care of the stories you're telling yourself, darling, okay?
Okay, I love you guys so much. I really do.
We love you, too. And we'll be around on Facebook. We'll be around. We're not going to be ghosts. You know us. We always got to pop up.
Yeah. You're in there. I see you pop up here and there. I know.
All right, now.
Thank you so much.
Okay, sending you so much love. Happy winter solstice to you. Put it in the fire. We're so proud. Life Coach Today, Doctor, we got a tag team. One more. Donna. It would like a card, and she is in pain. So what we're going to do, Life Coach Today, is I'm going to pull a card, and I wanted her to speak with you about the pain. So let me get the card out, and then you can come in and talk to her about how we can help lift her vibration toward her physical pain, or talk about the story behind it. Does that sound good?
Sounds good to me. I say yes.
Oh, yes. I see it doing what it does. And I realize that we do not, time is doing what time does. So we're going to have to do this really quick, Donna, okay? So I'm going to pull a card right now. I want everybody to get red. Oh, my goodness. We got the Sojourner, which is the wake, the sleeping path for this is resistance, illness, struggle. The Sojourner has a zeal and a passion for being a leader in their life. You know, you've got the Sojourner Truth, an ancestor that is known for sojourning to be in leadership role. And there's a lot of passion and excitement about that. But when you are sort of doing the Sojourner and it's not from a place of your fullness, you're giving from your small little drop, then you deal with illness and resistance and struggle. And Life Coach Today, I'll hand that over to you.
Hey, Donna.
Hi, Ade.
Talk to me.
It's so interesting because, you know, I've been trying to release this anger and resentment that I've been feeling. So today I really committed to allowing it to let it go. And I went through kind of different feelings throughout the day of, like, you know, kind of being this, like, two-year-old stomping on my feet. No, I don't want to let it go. And that, and then, you know, I went about, I was working today, and an hour after I finished working, this intense lower back pain took up my back. Like, I can't move. I'm in so much pain, like excruciating pain. I'm going to stop talking soon because it's even painful to talk. And I said, isn't that interesting? So I said, okay, is it releasing into my energy body to be gone, or what does it want to tell me? So that's my question. What does it want to tell me? What is it telling me?
Well, first of all, what it's telling you is to release the load, release the heavy thought, release all the things that you're carrying, that there is something that is breathing you. There is a presence, there's a power that is, it's not even orchestrating your life. That presence, that power is your life. It is intelligence. It knows what to do with your life. So I would say to you, and this may not be true for you, but this is what I sense, is it's time to give it all up. Just give the heavy lifting to the Holy Spirit. Give it to God and release the carrying of it. Just let it go. Let it go. Just let it go sounds like just let it go. You got to do the inner work to just let it go. So the question is, are you ready? Are you willing to let go of all the heavy lifting?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you're going to do the work.
Yes, yes. Yes.
You're going to do the work. Okay. So as you give it up, as you inwardly, powerfully sit with yourself, it's a good thing that you can't move right now because your spirit has got your attention. Your soul has got your attention. Listen
I know
to
you
the
love
pain.
That.
Yes, listen to the pain and let the message from your lower back rise up to your heart and then be led what to do when you think about how to do it. It's time to release it. Pay attention to the pain. Pay attention to the hurt. It's time to release it. It's time to let it go. And remember, you have support. You are supported. Lower back pain is about support. So if you're feeling unsupported, look at areas of your life where you're feeling unsupported and change the story.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
Good. You're a great student and a great teacher. I know you do. Loving you.
I'm loving you too. Okay, I'm going to be still with this and allow this pain to dissipate.
Yes, be still because you can't get far anyway.
No.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, that's terrible.
It's true.
Life coach today. Don't be making jokes like that about God.
No. I am not. She said, I'm going to be still. She got lower back pain. Yeah. She'd have to sit still. So she can't go anywhere. After a while, your body will get your attention. There's nothing wrong with it. Be there, listen, and follow the guidance. Do the work. Do the work. You're supported.
Well, you know what? She gave me something, though, that I could give to her because I've been following Donna's trail for a while because she's such a beautiful friend of mine that every once in a while I'll get a call. I see the time. She has a Celtic tree of Ash, the enchanter. So enjoy imagination and your intuition. It's the tree of free thinkers, and they are people born between February 18th and March 17th. So take that in with you as well, oh, enchanted one. What is that? What is that called? The Ash, the enchanter. That's you, Donna. You're going to be just fine, okay?
Thank you.
All right, darling.
It's all about the root. Okay, we're going to play Rhythm's Daughter in honor of these people who are our dancers. And I've been there. Sharina, I adore you. I am going to let you know that your birth card's darling. Sharina is on the line, but I want to make sure that we round out and close out the circle of winter. Yeah, sure. Yeah, let's bring her on, Life Coach Today. Sure, come on. Sharina, come on in here, girl. Sharina from Athens, Georgia. Didn't really know what the show was about. Hadn't got an email. How did you find out about us? Real quick, Sharina. I'm curious. How did you find out about the Celestial Show tonight?
Because I received an email, and I know about you from another Facebooker of mine, a lady I spoke with. Her name, it looks similar to yours when it's spelled. I can't pronounce it. It's Adani or something like that. I know she's from Maryland.
Adina, you mean a social worker?
Yeah. I think she's an energy healer. Black
magic. Oh, you're talking about Afro Hippie Magic.
Yeah, Afro Hippie.
Got it.
Her.
So you're the representative from that world. I love it. Sharina, welcome. I'm happy to let you know that, thank you for letting me know how you found me. I'm going to let you know that your birth cards, darling, are 16, the Tower, and 17,
the Chariot, which is the year that we are in. And Afro Hippie Magic did an amazing show with me where we discussed the energy of a 7 year. So those are your birth cards. Go back to that show. That's your recipe to tap into what that means. And I want to thank you so much for calling in. And I hope you'll join me in 2015 when I come back live.
I will. I'll hope to catch you. More so at the beginning.
Are we friends? Well, let me let you know.
I don't think I'm friends with you, but I was really supporting her because I didn't know who you were at the time. But I was like, well, oh, she's going live. Let me listen to the show. But I missed it live, so I had to archive it. That Mystery 7, that was the show I listened to. And I found
God.
Yeah.
So. Well, then, honey, you already know about yourself then. That was a great show. Congratulations.
Yeah. I know. It's just, you know, getting past it. But, yeah, it's all good.
It is all good. Honey, you're a powerful sister. So I want to wish you a happy winter solstice. And I pulled a Black Angel card for you, and I got the Medicine Woman. You are attuned to nature or you're controlling. When you're attuned to nature and family, this goes for all of us in the winter solstice. When we are in tune to nature and we're following the seasons, we tend to follow our hearts, and we follow the universal call on our lives. When we pay attention to the elements, we also stay in our lane, and we're in the flow. We're not trying to control because we're man making our mud pie. We need to chill out. You are Medicine Woman, and you are in your deepest strength when you trust your heart and your authentic power comes through because you trust the process and you're attuned to nature and nature speaks through you.
Yes, yes. That resonates.
All right. Receive that. Okay. Rhythm's daughter, we're getting out of here. Good night, Sharina. People, winter solstice, I love you. I left you a trail all over the Celestial Show fan like page, my personal wall. Things that I didn't get to say to you are right there. I'm doing a lot of things for winter solstice. I started early, and I'm going to continue. I love you. I'll see you in 2015. Terrence Harris, where you can find him. We played him at the beginning of the show. La Coco Smooth. Yes, you can find him on Facebook. And you can find Julie Dexter, Rhythms Nation, on iTunes. Rhythm's daughter, enjoy it. I love you, family. See you next year. I love you. Bye. I'm a rhythm daughter. Harmonies and smoothies. Take my hand. I got you there. Don't you worry if people say melody. Who called them?
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about life conversations. Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.